Now we bring to these microphones a partner with us here at Prophecy Today, David James, who we catch at Scroon Lake, New York. Actually, he's there teaching at the Word of Life Bible Institute. And David, I guess you used our time in Louisiana at Louisiana Baptist University to shape everything up. You had a good time with the students up there at Scroon Lake at the Word of Life Bible Institute, teaching God's plan through the ages.
Yes, just had a great time. We had about 280 students, and they were really excited about the course, and you're right. Actually, this is the third time I've taught it in the last couple of months. Still got one more time coming up in a couple of weeks at Word of Life Canada. But yeah, I've got it where I want it to be. I've probably got 1,200 hours in prep for this course over the years, and I've taught it maybe 14, 15 times. But I'm really excited, and I think the students were too.
There is an opportunity for you to take this course with us at prophecytoday.com. School of Prophets is the location. Just go to our website, search it out. You'll be able to get it, or call our toll-free number, 877-674-3298. Ask them how you can take this course. We've got it on DVD, a course that is through the internet, and it'll be a great opportunity for you to study with David as well. David, I'll tell everybody that you're coming to Owen Sound at Word of Life Bible Institute. They're going up next week to teach the book of Revelation, but I'll prepare them for the great time they're going to have studying with you. Well, let's talk about this brand new movie that has opened this weekend. It's entitled Noah. It is, according to what the reports are telling us, a film that is based on the biblical story of Noah and his family and the ark, Genesis chapters 6, 7, and 8. Now, the first thing that got my attention about this, David, was that the Arab world has rejected the showing of this film in any of their nations. Over the last couple of months, we've talked about Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. They did the series on the life of Christ, but now with Cosmos and this thing that's called a space-time odyssey, we had some conversation about that. And this new one, Noah with Russell Crowe, is opening in the theaters. It seems like there's a lot going on in a short period of time concerning themes touching on Christianity, theology, and the Bible. What are your thoughts about that?
That's true. And just a brief thought on your comment about it being banned in the Arab world or the Muslim world. That is because, according to their theology and tradition, you are not to depict a prophet in such a way that his face can be seen, and they consider Noah a prophet, so they're banning it on that basis. You're right, there are just a lot coming out and have over the last few years, and there are more in the works. So I don't know if Hollywood is trying to tap into the huge evangelical base as a financial base. I mean, it's certainly lucrative from that position. But then when you you start combining some of the values of Hollywood and taking that to the scriptures, and then even take a liberal view of the scriptures and then massage that with a Hollywood mindset, you end up with some really almost abominations in some ways.
You know, I have not had opportunity to see the film yet. It's just been released. I doubt if you've been able to see it. In fact, we have been chastised because we would talk about something we have not seen. I went to the Answers in Genesis site, and Ken Ham said he had not seen it yet either. But he read some of the reviews, he saw some of the trailers, etc., that helped him come to a very definite conclusion that this would be dangerous as far as Christians are concerned, and it's not helping the cause of Christ in any way, shape, or form. Having said that, how do you feel? Can you make some comments? Have you been able to do enough research on it to comment on Noah, and is it good or bad?
Yeah, I think so. You know, even with Ken Ham, there was somebody on his staff who had reviewed it, so he was basing that on firsthand knowledge. The movie actually comes out today, so, you know, there's not a way for many to actually see it, but there are a number of trailers out there. couple of mini documentaries that show things. There have been a lot of reviews, both positive and negative, that have been posted by people who have seen the movie. So I think there's been so much publicity, so much has been said, that I do think I've got a fairly good feel for it. Obviously, some of the details are going to be missing, but I do have a general feel for the movie.
Well, talk to me. Have there been any bits of information you've been able to glean that would indicate at all that this movie is fairly accurate biblically?
Well, for example, like some other movies, it has really high production values. It's an adventure movie. It's like along the lines of the Titanic or Gladiator, with Russell Crowe starred in that. I mean, it's a really powerful movie. One of the things that I noticed in one of the trailers that I've never seen done before is in connection with the coming of the floodwaters is the breaking up of the earth and actually the fountains of the deep shooting forward and adding a lot to the volume of the water and the devastation caused by that. I thought that was an actually very interesting take. It is an ark that is built according to biblical dimensions. It is about Noah, who has a relationship with God, and they do talk about the reason God is destroying the earth is because man has become wicked. There are those elements that do remain true to the biblical theme.
I know that authors of books, realize that they can use some type of literary license when they're writing, especially a novel. And I'm sure that directors of films do the exact same thing in a full-length movie. But what can you talk to us about that may be extra-biblical or either obviously unbiblical or even anti-biblical in this film?
Actually, the director was interviewed a couple of days ago, and by his own words, this is the most unbiblical biblical film you will ever see. He is a Jewish man, a fairly well-known director, and he knows the Hebrew scriptures, and yet he says this is an unbiblical biblical film. As far as some details in the movie, one is you don't have the sense that Noah is a righteous man. He's a man who is plagued by almost to the point of mental struggles. He's not a man who is seen as righteous before God and a preacher of righteousness. The number of people on the ark, that is completely changed. Rather than the eight people that the Bible talks about, it's Noah and his wife and his three sons and an adopted daughter. So his sons' wives aren't on there. It's not clear why Noah is saved and what the purpose of God destroying the earth is. Certainly God is angry at man, but the gist of what you get is that Noah is angry as well, and the reason God has destroyed the earth is the wickedness of man is through the destruction of the world as an environment and the injustice against the innocent animals, as they are referred to. So one of the ideas, and I haven't seen this directly, but I did read it in a review, is that Noah doesn't even realize that he himself is going to survive the flood. He sees it as God wiping out men, period, so that he can recreate the world and have just innocent animals so that there won't be mankind causing this again in the future. And then one other really drastic thing that supports this idea is that his son has, I don't know if she's his wife or he's engaged to her, he has a relationship with her, she is found to be pregnant. And Noah in the movie says, well, if it's a boy, we will let him live, but if it's a girl, we will kill her because we don't want the earth to be repopulated. It's just amazing.
It is amazing how it diverts from God's record of what did happen during that time. David, over the years, there's been a lot of movies that have come out of Hollywood with biblical themes, from The Ten Commandments, done with Charlton Heston, to The Greatest Story Ever Told, the Jesus of Nazareth miniseries back in the 80s. There was, of course, The Passion of Christ, produced by Mel Gibson about 10 years ago. The Left Behind series have had several films out. What are your overall thoughts about trying to communicate these biblical records? I almost said stories. It may be a story. That's what they're making it into in a movie form. Is it a good thing overall, or are they helpful to the Christian or the non-Christian, or are they dangerous in trying to do this?
If you think about it just from a practical perspective, the bottom line in Hollywood is always the bottom line, meaning the financial bottom line. they make movies to sell tickets so that they might make tons and tons of money. First and foremost, they're going to try to create things that people will buy and buy into. Even thinking about that, the fact is the majority of Christians in the United States don't take the Bible literally. So there is a theological bias. So at the very outset, Hollywood has to produce things that will appeal to a large base of quote-unquote Christians who really don't take the Bible seriously anyway. So that's going to introduce problems. Obviously, God gave His Word through the Holy Spirit to be in written form, and so there are certain things that He does include as far as the historical record, some things that He does not, dialogue that He doesn't include. And if you're making a movie, you've got to fill in those gaps. I mean, if you think about Noah and the flood, that's over just a period of three chapters. And yet to make a movie that's over 2 hours, you have to add all kinds of dialogue, attitudes, and perception and environment and all those things. Then the question becomes, at what point are you actually adding to God's Word? And, you know, there are definite biblical admonitions that it is desperately wrong to add anything to God's revealed Word. You can add artistic license and take artistic license with, for example, a novel. And usually there's a lot so that the novels and the movies don't even have a lot of similarity. But the thing is, if people aren't familiar with the Bible, but they think that they're going to a movie that is at least loosely based on the Bible, people are going to assume that this is what the Bible says, and they're going to form opinions, they're going to be developing their theology, their understanding of God. The God of this movie, Noah, is not the God of the Scriptures. The Noah of this movie is not the Noah of the Scriptures. His sons are not the sons in the Scriptures. I just don't know if anyone could actually produce a movie that would sell that is thoroughly accurate, and then I think that becomes a great danger, even though there may be some good come from it. God can use anything. God is not limited by our weaknesses, but that doesn't mean that we should employ means that aren't biblical.
Absolutely. Bottom line, have Bible in hand. And in fact, it's an exciting record of what did happen found there in Genesis chapter 6, 7, and 8. Noah and the flood, the real worldwide flood with the real biblical character Noah. David, thank you so very much for your research and insight. I believe it's so helpful for those eavesdropping on the conversation. And drive carefully, fly carefully, however you're going to return home. But I'm glad you had a great time there at Scroon Lake. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much, Jimmy.